Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 11, Sex. Sex is one of the most dominant drives of the human complex. It stems from the desire to love, to be loved, to share, and to be shared. It is an experience of compassion in the world of the human man, which understands the problem of another and sympathizes with it and commiserates with it, thereby becoming part of it. Truly, we live in a sexless universe, a universe which creates by ideation, by ideas, by thoughts, by imagings, by visualization of experiences, and thus they are brought into outward expression. We only think that we make things happen. We only think that our actions bring about results in our lives. We more readily know that our thoughts are the powerhouse of the world in which we live and demonstrate their effectiveness in the appearances about us. Sex has been thought necessary for procreation. Man creates through his thought. Many will childishly say that he has yet to see an infant born unless a sperm and an egg are joined together by some action or other. This is termed sex by the populace. The Dictionary of Mankind defines sex as the differentiation between the organisms of male or female and as sexual intercourse. Our objective world tells us that men and women do have bodies which objectively appear different from one another in some degree, but in very limited degree. Our scientific community tells us that within every man, woman, are the hormones of both male and female. Within both exists the other, biologically speaking. The second definition is the one which usually takes the attention of man as he thinks about this generally enjoyable occupation of sexual intercourse. Man has always felt that he had to reach out to touch another. This sensitive nature must be admitted to. It must be experienced. It must be enjoyed. It is part and parcel of being the being called man. The compassionate nature of man demands that he feed another, that he feel another. This is evident in his loving to have the company of pets. He can pet the animal and feel the sensation of his hand across the soft pelt of the animal. The electrostatic energy rise from the fur and the eagerness of the pet to be stroked again and again. The pet's loving more and more attention, more and more sensuous response. When a man finds another human who responds in this sensually susceptible manipulation, they meld together into a harmony of givingness, each totally desiring the experience. It is more the need or desire to be loved, to love, to give of oneself to another and have it returned, to be important, to be so important that the other would only feel this great joy with our contribution to their experience. This is the true definition of sexual love. Man will continue to enter into this world of illusion as he continues to refer to a need which is far from the real expression that his being longs to enter into to be itself. It is purely an illusion having only temporary quality to it. Just as the desire for food disappears as man turns to the spiritual reservoir within and eats from this eternal source of substance, which is totally his, so as man loves himself so deeply and so inexorably that he finds satisfaction from his great desire to love, to share, to help, to listen, to have compassion, to be human, then will the sensitive world resolve itself from his consciousness, and he will be free from to be the spiritually whole being which he has always been. Many who have yet to recognize the purity and great peace which is born of being a master beings will cry aloud they must remain in the physical world, for this is where they belong. They must live in sensitive experiences, for this is where they now are and can conceive of themselves being there alone. They will desire to remain to be human, to the human level of beingness, and this is their privilege, this is their choice, this is their experience. Many masters have stumbled over sex. Many masters have risen to consciousness to claim the truth about themselves, and they have found the high road to peace, power, and perfection. Then, as some of their followers who have yet to achieve this spiritual coveted goal fall in love with their master, the master succumbs to their sensual desires, for those truly still were his, and must again begin to reform his concepts about life and truth and beingness. We take ourselves down from our pinnacle of awareness. Others may draw upon us and desire us to this sidetrack, but it is totally we ourselves who have attracted this to our life. We have allowed ourselves to still apparently need this carrying experience, this carrying touching of the appearance, the physical nature of the physical body. And so long as we make this choice for ourselves, we pay the price of a temporary lapse into being human once again, temporarily losing our vision of the wholeness which once blazed so brightly before us. Sex is good. Those who live on the human plane of life and are desiring for themselves the human attributes of being are certainly valuable and important in the scheme of things. But sexuality is a part of life that, though important, will leave off the prominence it once had for us. It is likened to learning any art, as we must be concerned with the details. We must be deeply involved with the manner in which it is done. Once we arrive at the skill, professional ability, which is sure to come, we leave off those concerns which we once had and concentrate totally upon the effect we are creating by placing a specific cause in motion to bring it about. While sex has been a very definite and powerful part of humanness, of our humanness, it is a detail, a technique, an aspect of achieving the skill of being which fades as we prove ourselves in the greater. Should any man desire the experience, should he desire to experience sexual love while on the pathway to being which he is a master, it should be considered most usual. Though it might in the minds of some detract from his effectiveness of mastership, it is only in the minds of those limited individuals who are laboring so diligently within themselves to forget the technique and claim their mastership over all. For we would bless those who still breathe while we may have accomplished that technique of breathlessness. We would totally understand those who eat substance on the physical plane, whereas we may be enjoying eternal stuff. So, too, we totally understand those who, on the physical plane, find a need in their being for sexual encounters. Life is to be lived. The word overcome is totally worthless in the lexicon of mankind's language. For to overcome means that there is something which is less than beautiful, less than desirable, less than important. All of life is important. All aspects of beingness are vitally important. There merely comes a time in life, in the life of a master, where certain things which compelled him and held his attention are released, and he places his attention on other things. These other things which may require his attention are things like spending one's total time on introspection, looking to the center of one's being and claiming the purity and wholeness, the goodness, the eternality, the totality of that which they are from that inner oneness. For while we at any time love another outside of ourselves, we are directing our attention and power away from our beingness. So long as we do this, the total energy which we are is yet to be focused 100% upon our true goal. Once our total energy is focused on our ultimate reality, all that would detract us from this expression is closed in a book and placed upon the shelf of antiquity. Finished.